You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today, we are speaking with the Honorable Wilda Diaz, the mayor of the city of Perth Amboy in New Jersey. Mayor Diaz will be discussing how entrepreneurs can start and grow their businesses with the support and help of their community. Honorable Diaz, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. It's exciting to have an opportunity to address the audience.
Certainly is, and on this topic as well, and in your position, we're certainly looking forward to hearing what you have to say today. So to kick things off, what makes the city of Perth Amboy in New Jersey a great location for an entrepreneur to start and grow a business?
Well, Perth Amboy is a historic city. It's an urban community. It's a ritual cultural history. We have a 300-year-old maritime industrial legacy. Many people around our community refer to the city as the city by the bay. We're strategically located. We're right located in Middlesex County here in New Jersey, about 30 miles from New York City. And we're part of the New York, New Jersey metropolitan area. Perth Amboy is served by outstanding transportation network. It includes rail access, deep water ports, easy access to Newark. Are right next 20 minutes away from the international airport. So this is a great place to start a business and expand businesses.
Wow, you certainly piqued my interest as well. What are some of the programs that the city of Perth Amboy has to attract and nurture startup or early stage businesses? And what are some of the examples of the city's efforts to consistently support entrepreneurial companies and help them grow?
Well, we have a business improvement district, and we also have an areas of the city designated at the urban enterprise zone, and these organizations actually are the driving forces in enhancing the city of Perth Amboy's economic and long-term growth of vitality of the city. Great about our the city in this area, most importantly, the BID in the business improvement district. We help our businesses by giving grants for facade for businesses that open in the area, and also with the urban enterprise zone, we have not only do we offer grants, we also offer 3.5 percent sales tax. Anyone that's within that designated and they sign up for the urban enterprise zone has the ability to charge a 3.5% tax. I mean, it really truly does help the business community. I do want to add that within the urban enterprise zone, a lot is going on. I mean, throughout the entire city, we actually also help through the BID and the urban enterprise, and we do social media. We actually have an individual that works within the city that goes out and visits the business community, and they set them up for Google My Business, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and we do that all for free. We understand that the business community, many of the merchants can leave their business establishment, and what happens is that we go to them and we actually set them up there, set them up for all the social media for free to help them be able to market their business. In addition to that, we have our local access channel in the city of Perth Amboy. And as we do groundbreakings and we do ribbon cuttings, we take that opportunity to have the merchants speak about their merchandise, their hours of operation, what they're selling, most importantly, within the business, and all for free. Again, we do not charge our the merchants in our city. So you know that media is very expensive for businesses. And what we do is to help them, to provide and guide them. What a better way than to help them by offering free services for them so that they can be able to, again, market their business.
What a wonderful support system you have set up there. That is awesome. The city of Perth Amboy has a number of Hispanic entrepreneurs, I understand. What has attracted these small businesses to the community?
Well, I would say right now the city of Perth Amboy is a large Latino community. It's over 80%. So within the community, you have already the residents that are going to make the purchases. So they already have the clientele living within the community. So as Latinos continue to open up businesses, and I would say for the most part that 90% of the small businesses are owned by Latino merchants. So already there is a draw. Based on the U.S. Census, we are a population of 51,000 residents, and we are growing by leaps and bounds the city. But we already have the residents in the city. We have the market already within the community. So especially the purchasing power. You know, if a small business person comes into the city and they want to open up their business in Perth Amboy, the first thing you want to know is you want to know the demographics of that community. What can you sell to this that will actually that you will have those residents going there to purchase the items? So we have the market here. So I really truly believe that Perth Amboy is a great community to do business. Just to give you an example, in our business district, the greatest testament of a vibrant city is when you see so many residents in walking through the streets with a bag, you know, that they have actually made a purchase. That in itself says that, you know, we are purchasing and we are visiting and supporting our merchants in the city of Perth Amboy.
Today we're joined by the Honorable Wilda Diaz, the mayor of the city of Perth Amboy in New Jersey, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Mayor Diaz, what in your opinion makes Perth Amboy an above average location to locate a startup business?
A historic city of Perth, it's a historic city, first of all, but I think we are strategically located. Central Jersey, all roads lead to Perth Amboy, I've always said. 1 and 9, you have Turnpike Parkway, all the main arteries lead to Perth Amboy, and we're just so close to New York City. It, right out the outer bridge is Staten Island is our neighbor. So, of course, strategically, we are located in an area that is easy access to the metropolitan and easy road access to our city.
And lastly, what more can you tell us about how City of Perth Amboy, your office in the Urban Enterprise Zone, assists, serves, and encourages startup companies and entrepreneurs?
Well, we have the Business Improvement District and the UEZ offices are located right in the historic building. And just to give a plug away, the City Hall, Perth Amboy City Hall, is the oldest continuous municipal building in the United States of America. And right here, we are housing our also two very important organizations that can help our business community continue to prosper and help them guide them along the way. We have, again, we have individuals here that can set them up for social media. We have experts that actually work for us. You know, we have planners here. We have our code enforcement departments are right here. We do everything possible to help speed along the process of opening up a business in the city of Perth Amboy and expanding businesses.
Well, Mayor Diaz, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today to hear more about the city of Perth Amboy as well. Tell our listeners where they can get information in all regards.
I'm going to first give you our phone number. Any information on the city of Perth Amboy, they can call 826-732-826-0290. I'm going to give you an individual's name. Her name is Roxana Troach. She is the coordinator for the Business Improvement District and the Urban Enterprise Zone. So, and also our website is www.di.perthamboy.nj.us.
Well, Honorable Diaz, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you today. Thanks so much for joining us. All the success and Happy New Year to you.
The same to you and all the listeners. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with the Honorable Wilda Diaz, the mayor of the city of Perth Amboy in New Jersey, USA. And once again, the website of reference is ci.perthamboy.nj.us. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.